Hello, yes, can I help you?
Hi, sir. My name is Jeff. I'm calling you from Lifestyle Today. Just asking a quick question. Could you help us by answering some simple questions? Okay?
Okay.
Only for 3 minutes, sir. Okay, thank you, sir. As well as Lifestyle.
Sorry, who did you say you're from?
I'm calling from Lifestyle Today.
Oh, is that a magazine or a newspaper or a TV program?
No, sir. It's a leading consumer survey company.
Okay. And your name is? Bob. Okay, Bob, what can I do for you?
Well, as well as Lifestyle Today, question sponsors will contact you in the future by mail or telephone with special offers relevant to your answers. This is okay, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Is that the first question?
No, sir.
Oh, you've asked me two questions. Actually, you've asked me three questions because you said, can you speak to Mr. Lawson? And then you asked me if I could do a survey.
Sure.
So how many more questions are there? Okay.
Confirming your details. Okay, I have to just confirm your details first.
Okay.
Start the survey, okay. I need to advise you that this call may be recorded for training purposes. So the last name I have for you is Lawson, correct?
No, that's not correct.
Okay, sir. How do you spell your last name, sir?
It's M-U-C.
M-U-C?
Yeah, O-U-S.
M-U-C.
O-U-S.
O-U-S.
That's correct.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. How do you spell your first name?
It's P-H.
Pardon?
P for Peter, H.
Okay, P-H.
L-E.
Okay.
G-M.
G-M.
Yeah, P-H-L-E-G-M.
T as in a tango, H as in hotel?
No, P as in pusillanimous.
Pardon?
P as in pusillanimous. Yeah, P as in parsimonious.
Okay. P as in Papa, is it, sir?
No, P as in pusillanimous.
Okay. Sorry, I couldn't get you. Could you spell it again, sir?
Yes, P as in pusillanimous. H as in hypotenuse. L as in Llangollen. E as in Enrico the Amazing Wonder Llama. G as in girth, and M as in mutinous.
Okay, so it is P-H-O-E-G-N.
No, P as in pusillanimous.
Okay, P.
Yeah, H as in hypotenuse.
Okay.
L as in Llangollen.
Okay.
E as in Enrico the Wonder Llama. G as in girth, and M as in mammoth. Do you want to read that back to me?
No, sir. I couldn't got you, sir. Sorry for that. Sir,
that's okay. So what have you got written down, Bob?
Could you just...
Sorry, Bob. What do you have written down?
Sir, could you just use other words for your alphabet?
Oh, certainly, yes. P as in parsimonious.
Okay.
H as in hello, sailor.
Okay, P as in papa.
No, P as in parsimonious. H as in hello, sailor.
Okay.
L as in lubricious.
Okay.
E as in Enrico the Wonder Llama.
Okay.
G as in giant.
Okay.
And M as in motherfucker.
Okay, so the first letter is P. P as in papa.
No, P as in parsimonious. Oh, yes, it can also be used as papa, yes.
Yes.
I see what you mean now. Usually we say P as in pusillanimous or parsimonious.
Okay, after that, H.
Yes.
After P?
Yes, H as in hypotenuse.
Hotel also.
Well, hotel. Yes, I guess, yes.
P-H-L-E-G-M.
No, P-H-L-E... G-M.
Okay, that is what I said right now.
No, you said P-H-L-E-M, but it's P-H-L-E-G-M.
Okay, P-H-L-E-G-M, correct?
No, P-H-L-E-G-M.
That's what I said.
No, you said P-H-L-E-G-M, but it's P-H-L-E-G-M.
Okay. So the address I have for you is 29 London Road with the postcode of...
No. No. It's 39.
29, okay.
Yeah, Gronk Avenue.
Pardon?
Gronk Avenue.
Could you just spell it for me?
Yes, G as in Gruffalo.
Okay.
R as in Rupert the Bear.
Okay.
O as in What a Lovely War.
Okay.
N as in... And K as in Kangaroo.
Okay, Gronk. Right, sir?
Yes, Gronk Avenue.
Okay, Avenue. Okay, A-V-E-N-U-E.
No, A-V-E-N-U-E.
Okay, sir. Sir, and the postcode is...
No, the postcode is S-G.
H-G?
Yeah.
H as in hotel?
No, H as in hypotenuse.
Okay.
G.
Okay.
31.
41, okay.
274.
874.
83P.
H-G-41-274.
Yep, stroke 99.
Pardon?
Stroke 99.
It's H-G-41-274.
Yes, stroke 99. -34. J-E.
Postcode.
Oh, postcode. I'm sorry. I thought you meant my national insurance number. You need to speak more clearly, Bob.
Yes, I'm asking about your postcode.
Okay, sorry, Bob. Sorry, yes. Okay, HG.
HG, okay.
31. Yep, 27.
31, 27.
Yep, 43. Okay, has that answered all your questions, Bob?
Yes, sir.